Holy Spirit, we just thank you for being with us at all times. We thank you as we rest in your presence. You continue to teach us and counsel us and comfort us. We thank you for your tender mercies and your loving kindness. Thank you for helping us in time of need. Thank you for being our helper, and that we can count on you all the time. Thank you for your anointing that is present right now as we listen to you. Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice on the cross, that nobody could do what you did except for you. And Abba Father, we thank you for sending your dear Son. He was punished on the cross for us, so we don't have to be punished. We thank you that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And Father, thank you for being a generous Father, an extravagant giver, an abundant supplier of everything that you want us to have. Lord, what do you want to say about your mercy? I can give you my mercy because I love you unconditionally. I extend you so much grace, and you know that. You are receiving what you didn't deserve, and you're not receiving what you really do deserve. And that is because of my mercy and my grace. I understand what you've gone through. I know where you are right now. And I want to have a heart-to-heart talk with you. So open up and share how you really feel right now, because I'm listening. Nobody knows you like I do. I still extend you mercy because my heart is for you. I have given you my favor. I have given you my strength. There are things I'm going to ask you to do where you just simply need to trust me and know that I have you covered. Did you know my mercy is something you could not deserve or earn on your own? No way. I want you to see it as a gift, as a present, wrapped with a bow on it, and simply receive my mercy and my grace and my loving kindness. I am so for you. Did you know that? Yes, I am. I care about all your needs and every detail of your life. And I'm leading you. So allow me to lead you in the way that you should go. I know every step that you should take. There are times where we take a sidestep to keep you out of danger. And I know you can think of times where I have kept you out of danger. But now I want you to walk in so much joy, knowing that my mercy and my grace and my love is more than enough. You are perfect in my sight, and I want you to see yourself the way I see you. When you see yourself the way I do, people are going to see a change in your countenance. They're going to see something's different about you. And that is going to give you opportunities to share your testimonies of what I have done in your life and the life of others. Will you do that for me and for others? Thank you. I'm going to give you a hope you've never experienced before. I want you to see it as a bridge. And it's a bridge that you're crossing over with me to the other side. I know you've been stretched, but allow me to stretch you more because I want you to experience more of my presence and knowing who I truly am to you. Will you do that? Not only for you, but for me. It's going to be a lot easier than you think right now. My word says, for as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I want you to begin right now to see things simple and easy that you thought in the past were difficult and challenging. Nothing is too difficult for me. Isn't that true? So then let me show you the simple and easier way of living the life that I created and gave you freely. So I'm ready to reveal my simple and easy plan. Are you ready? Write it down. I want you to remember this. Remember that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You do have my own personal strength that I have deposited within you. Remind yourself over and over again, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say yes to me. Agree with me and not your circumstances. I know there's trials and tribulations that you're going through, but I have the way out. I know the way of escape. So ask me, and I will reveal that to you right now.